Hello everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about the show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at artist_first. And now here are your hostesses of Chit Chat Cafe, Lisa, Betty Ann, and Dee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live. We're airing live from Artist First World Radio. Today we have a great show for you. We have Nicole Brill, who is a national makeup artist. And then we have Charlotte Reed, who is a nationally recognized pet expert. Well, hello, Dee and Betty Ann. We have not been together in several weeks.
I know. It feels like it's been forever.
I know. The girls haven't been together in a long time.
The girls are back.
So what's happening, girls?
I think we've all just been involved. I mean, school's ended, right, Lise, for your kids.
Yep, we're getting into the summer routine,
The vacation beach house has started for you, Betty Ann, right?
Yes.
And I'm not sure where I am or which day it is right now. So I think we're all in the same boat, you know, busy.
Well, I don't want to waste too much more time because I really want to get to our first guest because I've been really excited about her. I want to introduce her, if you girls don't mind. We can chit-chat later. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nicole Brill. She's a makeup artist, celebrity from New York. She has some really cool clients like Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, Naomi Watts, Molly Sims, Brooke Shields, Deborah Messing, the Hilfiger family, Beth Stern, Howard Stern's wife, Mary Alice Stevenson, Maria Menounos, Kathy Lee Gifford, and what really impressed me, because I'm into royalty, was Princess Charlotte of Monaco and Queen Noor of Jordan. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi. Well, that's some kind of introduction
on the show.
I should wake up to you guys every day. I would just be a very happy person if I had that kind of introduction every day.
We can arrange that. We can come over and you can show us how to do makeup. Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds great.
So,
hi guys.
How did you get your start, Nicole? How did you get your start in makeup?
My mother is a makeup artist as well. You know, we were always very creative together from a very early age, just painting and, you know, making things, just two artists pretty much living together. And she started doing makeup when I was about 14. And she would bring me along as her assistant, but she would never tell anyone that I was her daughter. So it was always a big secret for me. For many years, and we would go on all these jobs, and she would train me at home, and then we'd go on these jobs, and people would say, Rochelle, how old is Nicole anyway? And, you know, it was this ongoing thing, but I always did the job exactly how she wanted me to do it since she trained me, and everyone was really happy about it. So that was sort of the beginning of it all, and that was when I was 14. So, And then it just sort of, you know, evolved from there. It was a high school job, it was a college job, and then it just became the job.
How did you get hooked up with all these cool clients, though? I mean, that's hard.
Well,
makeup artists around, so you were very, very, very lucky. How did you get to be?
Yes. I'm extremely grateful. But I have to say that I've stayed in the game for 27 years. I never really left. There was only one time a few years ago, probably 2007, where I kind of went off to Berlin and for about 5 to 6 months and jumped out of the game. So I think the key is, and I would say this for anyone who's, you know, really determined to have a career, is the longevity of it is that you actually have to stay in the game and you have to kind of continue to build and grow and be there and go and do and then people recognize you and then they just know who you are and they know they can trust you and they can rely on you and then your name gets passed around because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of talented people and obviously the more you do it, you build your craft and become better at it, but you have to sort of stay in it. Stay in the game.
Yeah, did you do Princess Charlotte's makeup for her wedding? Charlene, excuse me.
Charlene, no. I did her right after, actually, their first U.S. appearance when they came to the States together as a married couple. I met her here, and it was for the Princess Grace Foundation, I believe. And it was really great to meet them. I have to admit, I do enjoy working with royalty. It is, it's always a lovely experience. And, of course, we have our own New York City royalty, too, and I enjoy working with all of them. It's really, you know, it's you learn things. You learn things from the people that you work with, and that's actually one of the best things about my job that I really enjoy is everything you learn from each person that you get to spend the day with.
Now, like, as you're doing the makeup, don't you think, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm touching Donald Trump's wife's face?
No, well, you know, I guess initially, to be honest, initially the first time you work with anybody new, there might be a little bit of that feeling. But then as time progresses, I mean, I've been with Melania now for, let's say, 7 to 8 years now. And so I just consider her a dear friend. I mean, she's a really amazing person. And a lot of the people that I work with, I mean, that's why you continue having a relationship with them professionally, is because you get along and you enjoy their company, as well as the fact that you're giving them the service that they like, but makeup-wise. She's an amazing person. The thing is about this job is that it becomes normal. It becomes normal to go to Donald Trump's house. It becomes normal to show up at Tommy Hilfiger's apartment. It just becomes your life. So I try to explain that to my friends who are not in the business that I've known for my entire life. They're like, isn't that weird? I'm like, no, it's actually just normal. So
you become starstruck, you know, meeting these people, working with these people. They become your friends. And have you ever, though, with any of them, when you're going in, do you have a plan? I mean, do they tell you? Of course they're telling you what event, you know, or what outfit they're wearing. But have you ever had a moment when you just stepped back and you looked at what you've created?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, I have to say these women are, I call them genetically profound human beings. I mean, they're just outstandingly gorgeous human beings. They must have done something amazing in their past life because they're pretty much perfect, you know, on the outside and inside too. They're really good people, but they're beautiful. So I never get sick of them. You know, like I never get sick of doing their face because they're always beautiful to me every single time. So yes, absolutely. I don't take that for granted. I never take it for granted where I am. I always try to keep a fresh pair of eyes in terms of staying excited about where I am and the fact that I'm there, and I know that other people wish they were there or you know, are aiming to get there. So I don't take it for granted, and I definitely appreciate the surroundings in which we work, as well as the fact that these women are so beautiful, and it's very inspirational for me creatively to have them as the canvas, obviously. So, you know, yes, that's a really great part of the job. It's never visually dull. We can put it
that way. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between doing makeup, say, for the red carpet or having, like, a professional portrait taken?
Great question. Someone just asked me that the other day, as a matter of fact. Okay, so when the goal for a red carpet look, and this sort of pertains to what you were just saying before, you kind of just show up and see the outfit for the first time. This is something that a muscle that you build over time of being in this business is that you have to be very spontaneous and flexible to any given circumstance because things are constantly changing. So you can plan a little bit in your head, maybe if they've given you an idea beforehand, but basically you show up and you have to sort of go with the flow. So one of the things about a red carpet is you see the dress, and from there you get an idea of what the client wants and what the theme of the evening is, where they're going, and it's always sort of a glamorous, sexy, hot vibe. Even if it's, you know, not that much makeup, you're sort of aiming for hot and sexy when you're walking the red carpet. When you're doing a portrait, you don't want, let's say, as much shimmer on your face. You don't want to be as glitzy and glammy. You just sort of want to keep it plain, simple, a little bit matte, to the point so that people see who you are and get a feel for just who you are, simply who you are, as opposed and whatever you're trying to sell, whether it's a new cream that you want to promote or whatever it is that you, where your picture is going to be, or even if it's an annual report, they kind of just want to get a sense of who you are, simply plain and simple. So you want to play it down a little bit. You don't want to get too glamified for a portrait, let's say.
Right. I gotcha.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. I know when people are pulling for certain, your celebrity clientele,
mm-hmm.
when they're pulling for maybe an editorial or red carpet, any special occasion, their stylist is usually coming in, and they're pulling a plethora of jewelry and dresses or gowns or looks and shoes, and you have a one-shot opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost seems, you know, they have an array of fashion before them. Now you come in and you look at this person. How are you determining, you know, what is that look for that person that evening? Now I know you said, you know, it's hot and it's cool and everything, but are you taking their personality into consideration as well?
Definitely. You definitely have to take, first of all, I'd like to just preface that you don't want to get overwhelmed by all the hoopla that's going on when you walk through the door. Yes, there's racks and racks of clothes, tons of, you know, shoes and accessories and jewelry and this and that. And, you know, actually you just have to stay open to being flexible to things changing. So you take a look at the basic stuff that's on the rack, first of all, when you walk in. And you speak to the stylist, and the stylist pretty much has a vision already of the direction they want to go in. Now, the nice thing is when you've worked with a stylist time and time again, like let's say, for instance, when I work with Mary Alice Stevenson, she and I have a relationship for many, many years. So I know when she tells me something what she wants because I can read between the lines. So building a relationship with the stylist, let's say, and your client is a really great starting off point, because you know when the stylist tells you something, you can completely understand what they're talking about and which direction they want to go in and where not to go, because you know that's not their style. And then if you've worked with your client for a while, you also know what they will tolerate and what they won't tolerate. So yes, it does have to do with their personality, but you kind of find a medium, like a middle ground that sort of makes everyone happy, and then that's really basically coming from your own creative intuition as well. So you kind of just have to be open to being flexible. Again, it's really about flexibility, because you can't, you know, we're working as a team, and then just being secure in your own creative vision that you can listen to what everyone said and then communicate it exactly how you feel creatively it best reflects what they've discussed.
Okay.
I don't know if that is helpful at all.
Perfectly.
But basically, in other words, trust your intuition. So, if you know, creatively, that's really the advice I would give to someone is just trust your own creative intuition, because you're an artist, and you have to sort of go with that, too, because that's how you're going to execute whatever's happening.
And so many women today are, you know, we look in magazines, and we're seeing these red carpet glam shots. We're seeing the celebrities at their very best. What would be your best advice for women on the day-to-day? I mean, they're trying to replicate these looks.
Right.
And those looks are not for the everyday girl.
No. Especially when they're all a size zero. I mean, what are the regular people supposed to do?
Exactly. Exactly. But for the day-to-day look of someone, what's on trend right now?
Well, okay, so one of the trends for spring-summer right now, makeup-wise, are a lot of greens. So, you know, depending on how trendy you want to get with that, you can really go for the green, or just have a little bit of a hint of green, maybe a little green eyeliner. But a lot of greens are in. Seafoam green is sort of a big popular thing right now. I would suggest that if you're younger, you can really go for that whole trendy seafoam with a black line and really just pop your eyes in a real loud way. But if you're older, obviously that might just look a little ridiculous. As we, you know, I too fall into this category, but you can't do those kinds of looks anymore. So you might want to just add little elements of what's happening in terms of trend. And maybe it being just your normal, regular makeup look that you do that's pretty and clean, and then add just a touch of maybe green eyeliner on the inside of your eye, which is something different, you know, a splash of whatever color is popular at that time. Also right now, really big are fluorescent lipsticks, like hot pinks and oranges and all that stuff. Now, again, if you're 20 and you're going to a club, that's really cool. But if, let's say, you're older, and that doesn't work for your everyday life. Exactly. And that doesn't work for your everyday life. Maybe you'll want to do something fun like do fluorescent fingernails as your accessory. Instead of putting it on your lip, you'll put it on your fingernails. And if you're going to the pool or going to the beach or whatever, it can be fun and whimsical for the spring and summer. So you can feel like you're still in the trend, but you're not. It's not ridiculous on your face. You know.
So I think, and I believe this, that just like clothing, makeup also has to be age appropriate.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent, unless you're, you know, okay, yes. For the every woman, yes, I would say at a certain point, certain things start looking unnatural and a little ridiculous, and it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But then, to be open-minded, there are people that live, let's say, in the East Village or downtown, and they're real artsy and totally out there, and they're way older, and they're still, you know, dyeing their hair spiky orange and wearing the fluorescent lipstick or crazy outfits. And you know what? It works for them because they live in an artist studio, and they're painting on 20-foot canvases, and they're just being completely outrageous, and that's who they are. So that's cool too. It's not the every person, but it's definitely, you know, acceptable on that level.
Nicole, this is Betty Ann. I have a question. I'm going to go back to the Trumps, if that's okay.
Sure.
So I have a question about Donald, and if it's something that you can't answer, then that's okay.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, what does his hair look like?
I knew it was coming.
Personal?
I have to tell you, first of all, I'm laughing because this, I write for the Huffington Post. I have a blog on the Huffington Post, and I just did a behind the scenes with the Trump family. And one of the most commonly asked questions is about Donald's hair. And I find it very funny because I don't really, you know, he might walk into the house and say hi and then go on his merry way, but I don't really work with him at all. So I don't really know. I really don't know about his hair, and I don't know what he does, and I don't know what he doesn't do. And I only see him, you know, coming from the office and looking like how everyone else sees him on television and in the magazines. So I'm not really sure. I wish I could be more helpful with that answer, but I don't know. I don't know.
Who has been, if you had, I know you can't select anybody.
Okay.
But, you know, one in particular. But if you had to say fun, most outrageous client, somebody who, you know, will run the gamut with you, up for anything, who's that person?
You know, it depends. Actually, that's a great question, but it depends on what you consider fun. Like, for instance, years ago, I used to work with Joan London, and to her, fun was jumping out of airplanes and landing in the middle of a field or, like, being scooped up in the middle of the ocean by a helicopter and being dragged across the bay. I mean, like she was up for all these crazy human tricks that, you know, I was always in awe of because I would never do that, but she was really an adventurous like that. And we were on an oil rig in the middle of the ocean for 3 days once, like, you know, an hour and a half away from land. So she's really up for everything, that kind of fun. Some people are like that, the extreme sports, you know, that sort of thing.
How about when it comes to her makeup?
And when it comes to her makeup, funny, she's very conservative about it. She likes a clean, fresh look. So it's very, but in terms of makeup, in terms of the person, hands down, who's always up for anything and never asks, just sits down and says, do whatever you want to do, is Maria Menounos.
Real, well, I can see that.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. She's
amazing.
Absolutely beautiful. That's why wars were fought back in the day for women that look like that. She's absolutely stunning. She lets me do anything, and everything looks good on her. So I have to say, creatively, it's really fun to play with her face because she really likes to try a lot of new things. So that's fun. And in terms of, you know, the artistic me, I really feel like I'm painting when I'm working with Melania because she just has this beautiful face and these steel blue eyes, and it's really like painting. It's like a work of art. So, it, you know, different people bring out different things. I don't, you know, and also depends on what they like to do and where we go, because makeup is only 1 hour. Then you actually are with them wherever they're going. So sometimes that's the adventure.
Have you ever seen where, you know, sometimes in magazines they'll do these little bios on people and they'll say, you know, their favorite hangout, their favorite music, and then they'll say their favorite celebrity crush. Is there someone you haven't gotten your hands on yet that you would love to tackle?
Definitely. I would love to tackle Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
She's, you know, I'm a huge Twilight fan. What can I say? Sometimes you become a fan, too. But I love her. I think she's beautiful, and she's, you know, her face is, I'd love to tackle her face. That's you know, my little teeny bopper self would really be into that.
There's your celebrity crush.
Right, right. Well, no, actually, Edward.
Yes,
but
Edward for the crush.
Edward for the crush. Let's not confuse the two. Yeah, exactly. So she would definitely be on my wish list, but along with, I would love to do the new, Kate Middleton.
Yes.
I mean, I if I could ever do her makeup, I would be thrilled because I, you know, obviously love to do royalty. So she's also on the wish list. There's, you know, it runs the gamut.
Now, did you learn everything from your mother, or what, you know, was there any formal training behind this?
I learned...
Just artistic by nature?
Yes. I mean, definitely, I think you're, well, you know, here's the truth of it. You're either creative or not creative. But there are those few people that are brilliant business people, and they're as well brilliant creatively, so they can do both, you know. But for me, I was always creative from a very early stage in life, and my mother definitely helped. Well, the one thing that she did was that she always supported me in terms of you can do whatever you want and feel open and free to explore that, and she never tried to tell me that I should do something different. So having that support was always very helpful. And, yes, she gave me plenty of formal training in terms of being a makeup artist as well as the you know, the other things that go along with being a makeup artist, the etiquette of, you know, after you pull out your chair, push it back in. When you put your kit away, throw the little tissues out. Don't just leave them on the table. You know, all little things that make... You know, bring everything to perfection. It's not just doing the makeup. It's all the nuances. And she taught me a lot of that as well. When to step in on the set, when to leave. You know, just all the little things that you wouldn't know unless someone trained you.
Oh, Mama has to be so proud.
And I'm proud of her too. She's still creative and she still works and she's awesome.
Amazing.
What do you do to unwind, Nicole, when you're stressed out?
What was that?
What do you do to unwind when you're stressed out?
Well, on a daily basis, I try to jump into the bathtub and sit there for 20 minutes and just chill out. But if I have more time than that, I like to get on an airplane and go to Europe. I have a lot of friends in Europe, and I love to visit them and see them and just be in a different place. as well, South America. I have friends in Brazil. So either location is perfect because you really just get away from everything that you know and see mm-hmm. something completely different, and it kind of, it really relaxes you, truly relaxes you.
So exciting. So fun.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. it's definitely fun. And it's nice to work with people and make them happy, you know. I mean, that's really the truth. You really get to be in people's lives, and you see their children grow up, and you're in their homes, and you feel like you're part of their family. And that's a nice, you know, human element as well. As, of course, when you're on a shoot, you know, that's cool and great and fun, and I love that. But when you're in their homes, it's pretty personal, and it's nice to that they trust you enough to bring you into their private elements, and it's really fun to make them happy. I mean, and
what was the feeling like the first time you saw a celebrity, or, you know, anything? What was the feeling when you saw your first piece of work as a makeup artist, professional, in print?
Oh, definitely exciting. I'm trying to remember what that was.
Who was it?
Well, the first celebrity I ever worked with, oddly enough, was Richard Belzer, the comedian.
Yeah.
When I groomed him when I was 16 in the 80s, and he was the first celebrity. And back then, you know, he was still doing his stand-up, and that was such a strange and random first person, but yes, he was the first person. And the first time I saw something in print was for a company called MCM, which is clothing and bags. It was big a while back, but it was in, you know, Vogue and all of these magazines. And it was this massive shoot we did in the Hamptons. It was really cool, and that was exciting, and the models were beautiful. So, I mean, it's still exciting. You can't become desensitized to all of it. I mean, it really, when you see people that are desensitized and sort of blasé about it all, I try not to do that because, again, it's a great way to live your life. It's exciting. It's fun. I mean, why get, you know, desensitized to it?
Do you think you'll ever come out with your own makeup line?
Definitely. It's already being discussed, probably within the next year and a half to 2 years, but it's already, I've spoken to a business manager, and the ball is rolling in that direction for Nicole Brill Makeup New York. So I guess we can get back to that in soon enough time. But yes, heading in that direction. I'm excited. I'm excited to pick up some products and formulate them and get into that area.
Do you have any favorite lines you use now?
Oh, guys. Well, I have to say, the one thing about being a freelancer is that you don't have to commit to any one particular. So you find all your favorite products, and you get to use all of them, which is really, really exciting for me because there's so many great products. But, I love Benefit Cosmetics. I love Dior. I love, there's so many. Let's see.
Top five products. Go lip, eye, cheek, foundation,
lip,
mascara.
Lip, eye, let's see. The Dior glosses are awesome. Mm-hmm. And the Dior lipsticks I really love, as well as Clinique. Clinique has great lipsticks, too. If you just want sort of an everyday amazing lipstick that doesn't dry out your mouth, Clinique, I say, is really great. Mascara, did you say?
Mascara, best mascara.
My favorite mascara is Voluminous by L'Oreal. Mm-hmm. It's something that I use all the time, and I like it because it really thickens the lashes. As well, I think that you, just in terms of sanitary reasons, you should throw out your mascara every 2 months and get another one.
Absolutely.
So if it's not that expensive, you can do that. My favorite foundation, you know, the thing with the foundation is this. Everybody's skin is so different. I don't commit to just one foundation. And I also have this mixture that I mix together of like 4 to 5 things to put on any one person's face.
And blending.
Yeah, I do. I blend a lot of that stuff together. So I never really just use one thing because, and every day someone's face is different, whether they're dehydrated or if it's winter, if it's summer and they're more oily or, so I'm always adjusting that. But I do like the Dior Air Flash.
I love.
Yeah, Dior Air Flash is great.
That's my go-to.
It's really great. I like Benefit Cosmetics just came out with this really great oxygen foundation, and it's really light, but it covers, and they're really nice colors, and I've been enjoying those this spring. I would say find something that's right for you and apply it with a wet non-latex sponge is the key, because if you just apply it directly, it might be a little too thick. But if you use a wet non-latex sponge, it thins it down a little bit so it's not so thick.
Perfect. How about a bronzer for the summer? Best bronzer?
My favorite bronzer is the Guerlain bronzer.
Perfect bronzer.
I love that bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has the perfect hue of, golden and brown sort of combination. It's great. I love that. It's a sure thing every time.
Right. Right. Anything else
that
you need to? I just need to ask questions.
One thing I could say is to you, all you ladies, never go to sleep with your makeup on. Just take your makeup off before you go to sleep. No matter how tired you are, it really cracks and dries out your skin. And then it makes you break out, and it stops your eyelashes from rejuvenating overnight, and, it thins them over time. So just take those 3 minutes before bed, even if you're exhausted, and just wash your face.
I wash my face every night, girl.
I am very proud of you.
Me too. Me too.
Good for you. I'm very proud of you.
Every night, get that Clarisonic out.
Good.
With my cleanser.
Okay, good. This is good.
Yes, I can't afford anything else, cracking or drying out on me.
Yeah, don't, God forbid, right?
Oh, you are a delight. I mean, unbelievable. It's so amazing to hear, what you've done, and what's your goal? What's the next step? Where are you going?
Okay, so where I'm going is I'm definitely creating this makeup line. It probably will start out with a few products at first and build from there. But, yes, that's professionally, in terms of being a makeup artist, that is the direction I'm heading as well. It's like, how Ivanka Trump runs an entire empire, but then she has a clothing line and a jewelry line and a shoe line. So I'm a makeup artist, and I'd like to develop my own line. But I also write music. And, and so I literally have devoted the past year to producing a lot of the songs that I've written and really fully producing them to pitch to bigger artists or film and television. And that's my other passion. I do love it.
Who would have ever guessed?
So between the two, I think I will be extremely busy and hopefully find time to go have a drink with you.
We're coming. Girls, are we going?
We're in. I'm in. I'm going.
We're taking you to a secret lounge, a secret bar.
Ooh.
Where we're going.
I like that.
And we're gonna just pin you down for more tips and tricks.
It would be a pleasure.
And we're fun.
You guys are a blast. Thanks for having me. I mean, you guys are the sweetest.
Oh, you were, you're amazing. It's just, if you go to your website and you read, your bio and some of the people that you've worked with and your interests. And I mean, you're so artistic to begin with. So, developing your own music and it does not surprise any of us, and I know we have more great things from you to come.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, thanks for being so supportive, ladies.
No.
And I wish you guys continued success on this awesome platform that you've created. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun. We have fun.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a blast.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
We always do. All right, we're going to be calling you.
Please do.
Yeah, we will.
I'm counting on it.
We're stealing you away for the day, and we're all coming without makeup on our face, okay? Just be prepared.
Okay. sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So being a guest this evening. Now, listen. Now, where can our listeners, where can they look you up? You want to give us some, you know, your website?
Yeah,
let's do it.
If they want to go to www.NicoleBrillMakeup.com, that's NicoleB as in boy, RYL makeup.com, there they can click on my Facebook and Twitter page, and they can check things out.
Perfect. So perfect. Thank you so much. We love
pleasure.
Having you.
Thank you.
Capture you.
And have a great summer.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to Betty Ann's beach house. It's perfect.
That sounds perfect. Anything beach house is perfect. So enjoy.
Thank Good you.
Night. Take Thank care. You. Bye, Larry.
Good night, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Do you take it?
Are we back?
We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
And I got to tell you something. I know we have other people waiting in the wings. I'm not letting her go.
You guys are hysterical.
I'm not letting you go. You are still here because there is something super exciting that I think you mentioned in the last, you know, before we went to commercial break. And I know you said one of your passions was, you know, getting into writing your music.
Yes. Okay. Heck yes.
Okay. Where can we hear this?
Okay, so I fully produced 4 of the songs that out of the 15 that I've written so far, and there are more to be written. But I don't know if you know anything about music. Fully producing one song is a whole production in itself. So yes, I'm pitching them now to other bigger artists. And usually when you pitch a song to, which I've come to learn, you have to have the song fully produced. So that's what I did. And one of the songs that I said to you is one that I'm going to pitch to Britney Spears, Rihanna, people like that. It's sort of a summer, and I'm open for suggestions. So if you think there's another artist that is better suited for this song, by all means call in and let me know. It's called Push Push.
Where does the inspiration come from for the songs?
This particular song, it's a little edgy. It's a little risque, which I don't get to do too much in my makeup life. But I, happened to see a guy sitting across from me on a train, and I was watching him interact with somebody else. And the theme of the song just popped into my head. It's a little risque. I'm so sorry. But
that's so cool.
But, yeah, and, various things, could be from heartbreak. It all started in Berlin, my songwriting. I spent a lot of time there. And there was someone who at the time was I was very close with and who inspired me creatively to start writing music.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
That is amazing. So is this a whole nother side of you? Is this somebody that you don't normally portray in your everyday life? Or is this just your heart? Is this, what comes from, coming from your heart? I mean, things you see and places you've gone and people you've met. Where is this coming from, or is this something like a fantasy world?
No, this definitely comes from, I'd say, the most private side of myself that I am now that I'm a little bit older, am able to just, reveal to people, because everyone feels these things and everyone experiences these things. And so I think when I was younger, I probably would think and feel things, but I was too afraid to let it out. In terms of expressing something that was totally my own, not the vision of, let's say, an art director or a stylist. And so finally, after a lot of therapy and a lot of years of exploration, I'm now able to just share that with everybody, because it's human and everyone feels these things at one point, whether it's hot and steamy or completely sentimental and emotional. So it's really fun to be able to let it out and share it with people.
Now, Lisa's son is a musician, and Lisa, you can probably go into this more than I can, but you probably can see when your son is playing and performing, the passion that's involved.
The passion. He took over and handed his homework assignments, but he can memorize a 5-hour concerto.
Wow. Yeah, musicians are, I've always been involved with music my whole life, whether it was in theater or, anywhere along the way of your creative life, you're always involved somehow. Even fashion is so equally linked with music, because during the runway shows, they have to pick the exact music to fit the collection. So you know, how you always see rock stars dating supermodels. The two go hand in hand, and it's beauty and passion. It's an electric combination. But yeah, musicians are spectacular human beings because what they do, it blows my mind, actually, what they're able to do with their instrument. And where it comes from is such a soulful and deep, private and personal place. And they share that with people. And it's amazing, actually. I find it inspiring creatively on every level to watch someone play or to, you know, come up with an idea and create a team around me who helps me bring that vision to life. It's a really incredible journey. And although I'm steering the ship, and it might come originally from me, equally, all the people that I work with, I would be lost without them, and they're amazing. So, I'm totally humbled by musicians and what they can do.
Do you play any instruments?
I used to play the violin and the piano, and then as my makeup career went on and on, I gave it up. But yeah, and I used to, I performed. I was a singer and an actress at Fordham University and all through my childhood. So, you know, all of that stuff goes together. I think you usually hear people who end up doing one thing primarily, but they used to do X, Y, and Z. So that's kind of a normal thing.
So exciting. Betty Ann, did you have questions for Nicole?
Well, I did. They pertain to more the makeup side of her, creativity. I'm not too,
go
excited. I would love to hear her song. Are we going to play it? And is it fast or is it slow?
It's definitely an upbeat, pop, fun, edgy summer song.
Okay, so it's something that we would like to dance to since we like to dance.
Yeah, it's something definitely for 10 o'clock at night when you're having your glass of wine and you're happy.
Okay. Hey, that sounds good to me.
Or if you're on the beach. If you're on the
you
beach.
Call us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Do we have her song with us tonight?
I emailed it to Corey. I don't know if he said he thinks he could play it, but I don't know.
I hear it.
Yeah, we got it. Are you guys? Would you like to play it?
We're waiting. We're waiting with great anticipation.
Would you? Yeah, music is just fun. You know, it's fun.
But we love to dance. So we love to.
I can hear it in
the. Can you hear it really?
Uh-huh.
You have to start from the beginning. It's good from the beginning. But interestingly enough, I mean, the creative process from beginning to end, creating a song, is so much different than being a makeup artist. So that's actually one thing that's really interesting, is the journey and the process from beginning to end.
When you think of a song, when you think about writing a song, is it something like... It pops into your head, and you have to write it down right away.
Yes.
And you might observe something, and then something pops in your head, and you want to make sure that you remember it, and you write it down, and then it all comes together.
You know, things just come into my head, like, out of nowhere. So I'll be looking at someone, or I'll be, having a conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden, music and lyrics pop into my brain, even if it's just one line. And I have to sing it into my BlackBerry right away. Or my iPad.
Because you'll forget, because it's like in there, and you have to grab it before it leaves you.
Exactly. So you just sing it into the, your device right away, and then you can get back to it later and build upon.
So do you actually sing?
Not anymore.
Okay.
That's
your voice is very melodic. I mean, you have a really nice speaking voice, and it sounds like the kind of voice that would sing.
Thanks. Back in the day, back in 1872, yes, no, back in olden times, I did. But I didn't really continue with that. I mean, I really just sort of continued with makeup. So, no. And now I just leave it to the people who are really, really, like, amazing at singing, you know, who just have that gift of perfection. And when I communicate my ideas to them, I sing it to them, but I don't myself sing anymore. And I'm okay with that. That's okay. It's
yeah.
Fine.
I don't know.
Do you guys sing? Do you guys play?
Do we play? No. Well, you know, we're former NFL cheerleaders, and we actually perform. We still perform.
Oh.
Right now we're learning a new routine that we're going to perform. Whenever we do perform, we do it for charity.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and so we're learning a new dance to Party Rocker, LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
So what I must say is that we're really sore and tired.
That's amazing. So you guys know all about music. Your whole thing is music then.
Hello?
Well, pretty much. Hello?
Hi, it's Charlotte Reed. I'm sorry I'm calling so late, but I've been having the hardest time trying to reach you guys and I guess my publicist as well.
Okay.
So I even just tried calling Lisa. I'm not on. Am I with you?
Yes.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm like so embarrassed. I'm in a car and I'm away from New York and I was telling the driver that I think someone has hacked my cell phone and one of my email accounts. Because I haven't been getting any emails.
Well, Charlotte, right now we're getting ready to end the show because it's 10 p.m. So what we'll have to do is reschedule you for maybe next week because we would love to see you.
I would love that, and I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, stuff happens. We're pretty loose here, so, you know, we'll take care of it, and we'll have you on next week, which will be great because we have a lot of questions about all kinds of things that have to pertain to pets. So,
okay, that's perfect. Okay? Well, bye, everyone, and thank you, and I'll talk to you ladies next week. I'm so excited.
All right.
Bye,
Charlotte.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. And we have to say good night now to Nicole.
Good night, guys.
Time to go.
That was so much fun.
Nicole, I didn't get much time to talk to you because
I totally consumed the entire hour.
And
I know.
Mostly Dee, but Dee is really had great questions. But we would love to meet up with you sometime in New York and just hang out.
For sure.
No.
A definite.
And have like
we'll
an outrageous
time. And I look forward to seeing you guys shake your booty on the dance floor for charity. That's awesome.
We'll be shaking it.
Oh, you're going to come with us and shake your booty too when we get to New York. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Have a great evening.
Nicole, thank
good night,
you
everybody.
So much.
Good night.
Take care. Thanks for everything.
Night.
Bye.
Night.
Well, girls.
Yes.
This is interesting.
Well, I guess it's time to go.
Time to say good night.
We had a great time tonight with Nicole. We will have a great time next week with Charlotte Reed and talk all about pet products. And we want to say good night from Lisa, Dee, and Betty Ann for the Chit Chat Cafe. Good night, everyone.
Good
Bye.
Night.
Bye.